Welcome to the Wisdom of the Womb podcast, your home for mind, body, and soul wellness for women. My name is Stephanie Adler. I'm a certified nutrition consultant, birth doula, and women's hormone and fertility expert. I've supported hundreds of women in having healthy cycles, healthy babies, and building a balanced foundation in their bodies and minds to set them up for a limitless life. Now it's your turn. I believe a woman reaches her full potential when she trusts the innate wisdom of her body and that those women change the world. So if you're wanting to achieve hormone harmony, have boundless energy, optimize your fertility, live a holistically healthy life, and learn how to love and trust your body to become the well woman you know you are meant to be, you're in the right place. Join me for weekly wisdom on topics such as holistic hormone and gut health, fertility, mindfulness, birth, pregnancy, and beyond, and leave with actionable steps towards well womanhood. Thanks for pressing play today. I'm so excited for the magic we're going to create together. Let's dive in. Hi, friends. I hope you are doing well. A little housekeeping before we jump into today's episode. I've been slowly coming back to work as we integrate our childcare. But when this podcast gets released, it will be that time of year again. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Well Woman Collective time. My signature program, the Well Woman Collective, that has helped over 120 women heal their bodies, their periods, their hormones, their guts, improve their fertility, and start feeling better than they've ever felt, is back. See the links in the bio or in the show notes to get on the wait list or to join us inside, depending on when this podcast releases. Just in the last 2 days, I've had two Well Woman alumni from years ago. I've been running this program for more than 4 years now, so it's so many cohorts later, reach out saying that they are still accessing the material and how much it helps them thrive day to day, like in their normal day-to-day life, and how much it's still supporting them. You will not regret being inside this epic community of women. So feel free to reach out with any questions. And yeah, I hope I have the opportunity to see you inside the collective. I do need to remind you before we jump into today's episode of what I want you to know about your fertility in your 30s, that this is not medical advice and you should always take empowered responsibility for your own choices and research when it comes to your health and fertility. Now let's jump into today's episode. Today, we're going to have the talk, and it's the talk that you should have gotten well before you reached your 30s. But if I've learned anything in this work, it's that people don't really want to think about getting pregnant until they are ready or almost ready to do so. It's something I deeply want to change about our culture. I think so many women spend so much time worrying about not getting pregnant, like they want to not get pregnant, that it's something they're even scared to think about when it will be time. Or if they aren't scared to think about it, it's just not in their purview. I noticed this more than ever when I was pregnant and we went to Miami for our baby moon. And generally speaking, pregnant women get a lot of attention. People ask how far along you are. They share their stories. They give up their seat for you. They hold doors. They offer to help carry your bags. Sometimes they even touch your stomach. This personally actually didn't bother me as much as it bothered other people I know, but you get the point. Generally, it's people are attracted to pregnant people. However, I noticed it mostly when we went to Miami, probably because I was very visibly pregnant at this time, like 7 months along. And we were also in the action, right? Where a lot of young people are. Whereas in my normal life, maybe I'm a little less hip, but the only population that I felt like completely ignored me were young women. And my husband noticed it too. It was like they were almost making an effort to ignore me. Other than this one group of, you know, young mid-20s ladies who after 20 minutes of me standing and waiting to be seated at a restaurant, did one of them offer up her, you know, stool by the hostess stand. The rest of the women that we saw that were under the age of probably 25 just completely tuned me into the background, or it seemed like they were almost actively looking away. Like they would see me out of the corner of their eye and like avert their attention. And normally I wouldn't care, right? Like who cares? But as someone who works in the fertility space and knows how much our fertility is linked to our overall health and how hormone balance and how important hormone balance is, and also see so many women come into my practice who are struggling to get pregnant in their 30s, who wish they had thought about their fertility sooner, I do care. Right. And when I say thinking about it sooner, it doesn't mean that you need to freeze your eggs. It also doesn't mean that you're necessarily getting pregnant sooner, but rather taking care of your fertility and recognizing that it's a valuable part of you, even if you don't care about getting pregnant one day. So as much, you know, our fertility is so much of how we are divinely and biologically designed. It's like connected to our fertility. And so, you know, we all understand how skincare in our younger years pays dividends in our older years. And the thing is, it's no different for fertility. But all of this said, it's never too early or too late to focus on your fertility. And so the first thing that I want women in their 30s to know is that fertility is connected to your overall health. No matter if and when you want children, preserving your fertility is important. Okay. So if you're in your 30s and listening to this, amazing. If you're in your 20s, even better, because the best time to plant a tree was 10 years ago, but the second best time is right now. So wherever you're at, you're in the right place. Here's what I want you to know about your fertility in your 30s. We've all heard the term biological clock. When we talk about the biological clock, we're talking about how for women specifically, but not exclusively, there is a decrease in fertility as women age. There have been several studies on this topic over the years, and the prime age for fertility is late teens through late 20s. There's a lot of conflicting studies, and some put fertility levels through your early 30s in the same category as your late 20s, and some studies put it in its own category starting at 32, but most studies agree that there seems to be a shift in general fertility, a decline in general fertility at 35. And this shift has a lot to do with quality and the quality of our eggs. And then there is another shift that, generally speaking, happens at about 40, where rates decline even more. And so just for some reference, between the ages of 28 and 30, a woman has a 78% chance of getting pregnant within 12 cycles. At 37 to 39, that decreases to a 67% chance within 12 cycles. So we're seeing an 11% decrease within that decade, right? From 28, 29 to 38, 39. By 40 to 45, it's about a 56% chance within 12 cycles. And this is due to several factors, one of which is that women are born with all of their eggs. And despite needing only one to get pregnant every month, we mature many of them over every month in anticipation of ovulating. And so over time, that egg reserve gets lower and lower. But more than that, over time, eggs tend to decline in the quality, which makes the likelihood of conceiving lower or the risk of miscarriage higher. And when we listen to this, it seems like time is the enemy. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it, because this is a podcast about what I want you to know about your fertility. And the reality is that having babies earlier in your 30s will likely be easier. But wherever you are age-wise, late 20s, early 30s, mid-30s, or late 30s, there's a lot we can do to support our natural fertility and push back on the natural biological clock. Now, to frame this, I want you to think about a time when you met someone and were shocked by their age. Maybe it was a woman in your grandma's retirement community who looked way too young to be living there, or on the other end of the spectrum, a person that looked much older than their age. And not that you would have ever said that to them, of course, but we know that the way that we age isn't universal. You can easily have two 60-year-olds in a room, and one of them can look 50 because they took care of their skin and didn't smoke and ate well and exercised. And the other one can look 70 or more because they did not do those things and did not take care of themselves. Our fertility and the rate at which our eggs age is not predestined. It is the result of our lifestyle, our diets, our environments, our stress, and it can be influenced, which is the second thing I want all women in their 30s to know about their fertility. It's not predestined. Your fertility is something that can be positively or negatively influenced by your lifestyle. And the two main areas I like women in their 30s to think about are, when it comes to fertility, are egg quality and hormone balance. Okay, so let's work backwards. Why does hormone health matter so much for fertility? Well, if we learned anything from our example of the young women who didn't even want to look at me when I was pregnant, just in case it was contagious, is that most people want to get pregnant when they're ready, right? You don't think about it, and then you think about it, and you want to turn it on. And in order to do that effectively, we all want all systems working well when you're ready to conceive. All systems a go, right? And we want that because correcting hormone imbalances can take some time. And sometimes hormone imbalances can even have lasting effects that are harder to reverse. And as we age, one of the inhibitors of pregnancy can be these symptoms of hormone irregularities, like polyps or fibroids or even endometriosis, that was less of a problem in your younger years. But time can give these tissues more time to grow and become large enough that they can interfere with implantation and therefore fertility. We know that endometriosis is strongly linked to estrogen dominance and that fibroids can be as well. Additionally, fibroids have recently been connected to endocrine, which is a medical term for hormone, for hormone disrupting chemicals and personal care products. So we know there's a hormone connection there. And by supporting our optimal hormone balance throughout our 30s, we can keep our wombs and our uteruses, right? Our womb is our uterus, keep it ripe for pregnancy when we're ready to conceive. Another very common cause of pregnancy loss is low progesterone, which is also a common hormone imbalance I see in my practice with a lot of my clients in this age range. Because, I mean, there are several reasons, but one of them is progesterone is deeply impacted by stress. And a lot of 30-year-olds are super stressed. There's career stress, financial stress, relationship stress, existential, who am I, who am I supposed to be stress that carries over from our 20s. And progesterone is also impacted by a lot of other lifestyle factors, which can be impacted by not getting enough protein and cholesterol, an underactive thyroid, which even on subclinical levels can be affecting fertility, and progesterone. And women of this population, of this age range, tend to fall oftentimes into these categories. And progesterone is the progestation hormone, and we want it pumping when it is time to get pregnant, which leads us to how we get progesterone, which is by ovulating, which is how we get pregnant. So maintaining balanced hormones helps you ovulate, which will help you get pregnant when it's time. So taking some intentional steps daily with your diet and your lifestyle can go a long way to supporting your hormone balance and therefore supporting your fertility in your 30s. At the end of the podcast, I'm going to give my top tools that every woman in her 30s can do to support her fertility. And of course, if you're seeking support along that journey or wanting to conceive in the coming years, whether that's this year or a few from now, and want more specific support, just a reminder that the Well Woman Collective is a great place to do that. In the last cohort, 7 out of the 9 women who were actively wanting to get pregnant conceived during the time in the collected or right when it ended. And another several who were in the pre-planning process feel so informed for when the time comes, and hopefully in the next few months or to the next 2 years, depending on their timelines for their family, we're going to get some really positive news. A question I'm often asked is, when is the best time to work with me in regards to getting pregnant? And my recommendation is at least 6 months before you want to conceive, and ideally 12. So if you're in your 30s or even late 20s and planning for wanting to conceive and growing your family in the coming years, now is the best time to get things dialed in. And that doesn't mean that I don't love working with people who are actively in the process of conceiving or want to do it on a shorter timeline. So if you didn't get in early enough to do it 12 months in advance, no worries. But hormones can take some time to balance, and imbalances require time and support to come back to equilibrium. And egg quality can take some time to be impacted and improved, which we're going to talk about soon. So it is better if we can plan ahead or recognize at least that the journey may take a few months if you're already in the process of wanting to conceive. So the third thing that I want you to know about your fertility is that reaching and maintaining optimal hormone balance is going to support your fertility so much for now and the future. Now let's talk about egg quality. There has been a lot of recent research that has changed the way we understand ovarian function and egg quality. And so too has there been a lot of research into aging and how to reverse or change someone's biological age. And the intersection of these two lines of research is really fascinating and very exciting for the fertility space. We now understand that egg quality can be changed, it can be improved. And there are lifestyle factors, dietary strategies, and supplements that can all be used to improve and preserve egg quality. And this is point 4 and 5. All right. So point 4 is preserving your egg's quality through being mindful and aware of the tools available to do that is one of the best things that you can do in your 30s. And that's really important because it is easier to preserve than to completely change it around once it's already decreased. All right. But point 5 is that your egg quality can be improved. Like we can turn things around and we can improve them. One of the main reasons that we see a decline in eggs as we age is oxidative stress. This is too what happens in the whole body. Oxidative stress starts to break the body down. It is catabolic. And by using tools like antioxidants, we're able to see a reversal in that. We've looked at specific nutrients, for example, resveratrol, which can be taken as a supplement, but is also found in grapes and like red foods, for example, to be able to reverse the damage done by oxidative stress and actually able to reduce a fertility age, right? Like the age of your eggs. And there's so much goodness we're finding in this research, also about how inflammation impacts egg quality. And with rising rates of autoimmune disease for women, chronic inflammation we're seeing across the board, it's really starting to paint a picture of why egg quality is on the decline. And by supporting your overall health and well-being on a cellular level and making sure that there are no hidden sources of inflammation, you can go a really long way to supporting your fertility. I love when I run a GI map on someone who wasn't sure they needed it. The GI map is a functional lab test. That's a stool sample that gives us insight into gut health. And oftentimes I have people who are like, I don't know if I need that. I don't have any gut problems. And we do it anyways. And we find all of these hidden sources of inflammation they didn't know were present. And we can address those things so that conceiving is easier. And then they typically find that their energy improves. And oh, those like weird rashes I was randomly getting sometimes and all these like random little things tend to go away. But also, we're really able to improve their fertility. And the gut fertility connection is amazing. And we've just scraped the top of what I think we will continue to connect in terms of how fertility and gut is connected. But recently there was a specific bacteria that I see present in high levels on GI maps all the time that was just proven in a study to attack sperm. And just so you know, the gut and the vaginal microbiome are deeply connected, which is why when you have a baby, your microbiome, they will get exposed to it through the vaginal opening if you have a vaginal birth, and that will start to seed their microbiome. Like you're almost gifting your child your microbiome. So it, not only is it such a gift to yourself to do gut work before you get pregnant, but also it's a gift to your future child for their future health, because we know how connected everything is to the microbiome, right? Our metabolism, mental health, all of these things. And anyways, I kind of digressed a little bit, but if we understand that the microbiome of the gut is very closely linked to the microbiome of the vagina, and one of these specific bacteria that I see overgrown all the time can attack sperm, this may be a cause of unexplained infertility. Right? Mind blown. And the way functional, you know, it's just really amazing to be able to have these tools to give us some insight into what might be going on in a person's body when we pick up the hood of the car. And by the way, functional lab testing, like the GI map, is something you can add on inside the Well Woman Collective. So the sixth and final thing for this episode that I want women to know about their fertility in their 30s is that being proactive about maintaining and developing good health and uncovering hidden sources of inflammation can be very helpful in your fertility journey. Being proactive versus reactive will save you a lot of time when you want to conceive and help you conceive with ease. Now, I promised I would share some of my top tips, and these are high-level things that every woman in her 30s should be doing to improve her health and her fertility. Number one, eat nutrient-dense food that includes animal protein and is nose-to-tail eating. That means eating chicken with the skin and not just skinless, boneless breasts. It means eating the offal of an animal, like heart, is an amazing source of CoQ10, which is a great nutrient and is used as a very expensive supplement to support egg quality. Liver contains amazing, amazing amounts of vitamin A, which is critical for fertility and underrepresented in the modern diet. Our ancestors had it down. Eat nutrient-dense, animal-based foods. All right. When a lion attacks a zebra on the Sahara, the main lion, you know what they go for first? The organs. And then everyone else gets the scraps of the muscle meat. They're doing that because instinctually they know it's best. Eat organ meats, eat the skin, cook with bones, eat animal products. The second one, number two, eat plants and really colorful ones. The more deeply pigmented colors, especially blues and purples and reds, the more antioxidant impact towards egg quality a food is going to have. And it's going to have a positive anti-aging capacity. Okay. Green, also deep, like deep dark leafy greens, are have all of those colors underneath. We just can't see it because the green is the main one. So those are a really amazing tool as well. Number three, don't work out too hard. A common way I see women managing stress in today's environment is with, I go and work out. I go to a Barry's class. I go to Orange Theory. And workouts that are too intense or too frequent can actually have a negative impact on your fertility. So definitely move your body, but cycle sync your workouts and don't be a gym rat. Don't work out too hard. Number four, track your cycle and not just an app. Use tools like temping. I'll show link my favorite temping tool. So check it out. So use tools like temping, cervical mucus tracking, and other cycle tracking tools to get a dialed in look at your cycle and learn how to interpret those charts to make sure that your cycle health and hormone health are strong when you're ready to conceive. P.S. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, when I say temping, you should probably join Well Woman. And lastly, practice stress management. Stress and fertility are not friends. The more you manage your stress, the better off your fertility will be. So to sum up, the six things I want you to know about your fertility in your 30s. Number one, fertility is connected to your overall health. No matter if or when you want children, preserving your fertility is important. Number two, it is not predestined. Your fertility is something that can be positively or negatively influenced by your lifestyle, and it can be changed. Number three, reaching and maintaining optimal hormone balance will only support your fertility. Number four, preserving your egg quality through being mindful and aware of the tools that are available to do so is one of the best things you can do for your fertility in your 30s. Number five, your egg quality can be improved. Number six, being proactive about maintaining health and uncovering hidden sources of inflammation can be very, very helpful in a fertility journey and honestly should be a prerequisite to anyone who wants to get pregnant in their 30s. I hope that no matter where you are in your life and in what ways you're thinking about your fertility, you found this podcast super helpful. Share it with a friend, with your sister. And again, if you're feeling called, join us inside the Well Woman Collective. Spend your 30s or whatever is left of your 30s confident in your fertility, and then the decades to come empowered to live in your healthiest body, your healthiest female body possible. You won't regret it. Link in the show notes to learn more. As always, I'd love to hear from you on social. My handle is in the show notes. Until next time, and in health, much love.